Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
That Weekend Feeling is brought to you by The Weekend Post and The Daily Dispatch Weekend Edition.
Enter the Daily Dispatch Winner Car Competition and you could drive away in the new 7-seater Suzuki Ertiga 1.5 GA. The competition closes on the 21st of November 2021 and an entry form is printed in the Daily Dispatch every day. The more you enter, the luckier you get. Get your copy of the Daily Dispatch and enter now. Winner Car, proudly brought to you by Daily Dispatch and Ronnie's Motors.
It's a video that's gone viral. Following the Springboks 30-15 demolition of Scotland at Murrayfield on Saturday, footage emerged of BOC captain Siya Kolisi leaping into the crowd to autograph the South African flag underpants of an enthusiastic BOC supporter. That Weekend Feeling has managed to track down the fan concerned. His name is Jack Denton, and he joins us on the show today. Hello from Edinburgh, Jack. How are you?
Still on cloud nine, Dan. Still on cloud nine. How are you doing?
We're doing very, very well. Are you surprised at how much traction your video's got?
Oh, man, been absolutely mental. Honestly, I thought, I knew when I got onto TV, I'd get a couple WhatsApps and whatnot, but it's just taken off, mate. Honestly, Instagram's been going crazy. The amount of messages I've received has been mental, and the amount of Facebooks and Instagrams I've been appearing on is crazy.
How long were you watching the game in just your jocks?
I went into the game in my jocks. They wouldn't let me in the stadium. I went in and then decided as soon as the sun went down, it was a little bit chilly, so I got my pants back on. And then as soon as that final whistle went, got back into them, needed to get Sia's attention somehow.
Now, whose idea was it? All your own, or did someone put you up to it?
To be honest, I've been thinking about it for a while, weirdly enough. I've had the Speedo for 2 years or so, and I've always just wanted to get it signed. And who better than Sia? You know, I really, really respect the man, and I'm a massive, massive fan. So when the opportunity came with the Springboks coming to the UK, and I thought, you know what, who else is going to be in a Speedo? I'll be easily spottable. So I bought the front row tickets and I just got ready for it. And, you know, everything seemed to fall in place and I managed to get it done.
Now, a couple of things people don't know about you. Firstly, you're from the Eastern Cape, right?
That is correct.
You went to Kingswood in Grahamstown.
Correct.
And then university, where?
I went to Stellenbosch University. I'm a Marty.
Now, I found it particularly ironic. Your brother, who is David Denton, is a Scottish international.
Yeah, so Dave Denton, yeah. So he's my brother. He also went to Kingswood. So he was at Kingswood. He's the class of 08. And then he came straight overseas and he ended up playing for Scotland 43 times. But he retired 2 years back. So I managed to change my dual supporting citizenship back straight to South Africa, to his dismay.
I was wondering what your family had to say about all this. They would have been Scottish supporters, I'm imagining.
Well, to be honest, I think my dad's more on the Springbok side. My mum's fully Scottish. She was born and raised in Scotland, hence why David managed to play for Scotland. But yeah, they're all pretty delighted for me. You know, growing up in South Africa and going to school at Kingswood and university in Stellenbosch, you know, it's really easy to get caught in the fever of Springbok supporting. And, you know, I was there since I was 12 years old. So I've been in it for a long time. So that's what I've just been trying to explain to people. You know, especially when you're in South Africa, you don't understand the thrill it brings you to support the Springboks.
Now, after Siya signed your rump, he gave it a slap. Did he say anything?
To be honest, I think he did. I think a lot of people saw him say something, but I cannot tell you a word of what he said. I was just, you know, get in there, don't get tackled by one of the guards and get back out.
And general reaction, you say Instagram, other social media platforms, absolutely crazy.
Oh, absolutely crazy. But it's been great, man. It's been real. All of it's been real positive. You know, nothing. I think in comparison, a couple of guys brought up the Welsh guy that ran on the field during the Springboks versus Wales game. And it's just, yeah, everyone's just been real positive about him. That's been great for me. So I don't think I've received a negative comment or even seen one.
Oh, it's been a beautiful video to watch. It really has. In closing, Jack, a prediction for the match between South Africa and England this weekend.
Oh, well, I definitely think we're going to win. I think the English are coming in and they're going to come in hot, but I would say 32-16 to the BOC. I think we'll end it quite comfortably.
32-16 would be a comfortable win. I think most BOC fans would take that. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us on That Weekend Feeling. Jack Denton, all the way from Edinburgh in Scotland, the video available online, dispatchlive.co.za and heraldlive.co.za as well. Have a good day. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks very much. It's been great being on here.
Each one of us has a story to tell and a story to share. A story that deserves to be heard. A story that inspires, motivates, and gives people a reason to keep going. A story about our triumphs as individuals and as a team. A story about our humble beginnings and what the future holds for us. A story about our heritage and that which brings us together. It is these stories that connect us. The Herald. Whatever you live for, we live to tell that story for you.
That was That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.